The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and you show no deference to anyone. For you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me a coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is on this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Children's message. I'm going to take it.
Go for it.
Thank you for that. Every day we get the chance to sing a new song because we are children of God. So I just want to encourage you, even though we can't sing with our full gusto here in worship, we can sing a new song every day to the Lord. We can sing in our car. We can sing in our shower. We can sing as a family. We can just carry that song in our heart. So thank you for that message. Do you see this picture of the coin? I'm going to flip this coin. Heads, I win. Tails, you lose. Okay? Oh, then you lose either way. You're on to me, aren't you? Too bad. I'm going to flip it. We'll see how it goes. Woo! Heads, I win! All right. Doesn't seem fair, does it? I tricked you. I trapped you. Like you said, you were going to lose either way. In the story from the gospel that you're hearing a little bit, Jesus was put into a situation where he was in a trap. So listen for that story. But he couldn't be trapped because he followed the Father. He followed God. And so God took care of him. Even as he died on the cross, he could not be trapped in death because God raised him to new life. What a great message Jesus teaches us. We can trust God. Do you guys ever feel trapped? I hope not. Do you guys ever feel trapped? I think you do, if we're honest about it. Trapped by a lot of things. I feel kind of trapped right now with this mask. But remember, if and when you feel trapped, who should you follow? Follow Jesus, because Jesus is following the Father, and through him you'll find new life. Again, thanks for your message this morning about singing a new song, and remember to follow God, because he's got you. Okay? Thanks for coming up. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, things are not looking good for Jesus. He continues to do the work of God, healing, teaching, forgiving, restoring, and reconciling people to community with God and to one another. In his eyes, that is one and the same. Reconciling people into community with God and with one another. Yet he faces opposition. That opposition continues to grow. He faces increased challenges and hostility from the religious and political leaders. Things are not going well for Jesus. The text that we have before us today from chapter 22 is no different. This time, the Pharisees send their disciples along with Herodians to trap Jesus. They come to him with a question. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar, literally Caesar, or not? If Jesus says yes, he will be accused of being a friend of Rome, and he will be in danger of losing the support of the people, for Rome is the occupying force of their time. Rome has, as we say, between a rock and a hard place. It's important to observe, as readers, to observe the position and to the harassment that he is experiencing. Not just how he responds immediately, but how he responds overall. How does he react and respond when faced with these questions threatening to entrap him? Well, Jesus practices what he preaches. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus' first and only sermon in Matthew's gospel, a sermon we call the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, don't worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, what you will wear, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Jesus does not seem to worry about tomorrow. He does not seem to be concerned that the powers that be are out to get him. Instead, he continues to seek God's kingdom. He speaks truth to power, and he does so in love. He teaches, he heals, he forgives, he reconciles, and he restores. As we observe this in Matthew's gospel, it begs the question, what do we do when we face uncertainty, when we face opposition and hardship, a life that is out of control? What do we do in those moments? Do we worry and fuss? Do we try to take control? Do we fight or blame others? Do we turn to Facebook or Twitter or some other social media platform to spew hatred and lies or to condemn those who think differently than we ourselves? Or do we seek the kingdom? The kingdom of God, and do we do what we were created to do, works of love and service to our neighbors, even to those who are opposed to us? Jesus' prayer as he faced the cross, as he faced the sentence of death handed to him by his enemies, we read in Luke 23, verse 17, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. My challenge to each of us, to each of you, is what if? What if, at least for the next 3 weeks, there are two weeks until this election that I think we're all a little unsettled about. So what if for the next 3 weeks, 2 weeks to the election, and at least 1 week beyond, because, again, I think we're all a bit concerned about the week after the election. And what if throughout this pandemic, and what if no matter what you are facing, every morning, you begin your day, and every night you end your day, and as many times as you need in between, you make Jesus' prayer your own. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Father, into your hands I commit my life. Will you say that with me? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. In this text that we have before, of the kingdom world, the work that Christians are called to do is to radiate light into the world. To radiate light into the world. What does God expect of me? How does Jesus' life help me help us apply the Bible to everyday life? Jesus radiates life and light into this world. He gives us hope beyond the circumstances of our lives. He gives us hope beyond the masks that we wear. He gives us hope when all we can see is hopelessness. Dear friends, the world and the times that we live in, the world now needs us, the church, more than ever. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. The world needs a people who, come what may, are centered on the hope, not in this world, but the hope we have in God. Let us continue to be that gift for the world. Let us continue to be a people, God's people, finding our strength, finding our hope and our promise for today and tomorrow in Jesus. And let us do so by giving to God what is God's. Say it with me. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Amen.